joined in the studio by award-winning playwright Patricia Milton, whose Heart of Palm has an extended performance date at Central Works, which is located at the Berkeley City Club, 2315 Durant Avenue in Berkeley. The play is selling out, which is awesome. You know, you want your play to sell out. So hopefully you can get a ticket. Visit the theater online, centralworks.org, or you can call 510-558-1381. Good morning. How are you? This is Patricia.
Good morning, Wanda.
Yeah, I told our guests you were going to be joining us, and congratulations on having an extended run of your work for those who weren't able to catch it. It's always
Thank
great,
you so
and you're
much.
Selling out of those particular tickets, so it's like, ooh, what's left open? Are there still seats available? I know yesterday was sold out. I know the 7th is sold out. People who want to rush out and get online and get their tickets. Are there still tickets for today and tomorrow?
Well, thank you, Wanda. Actually, there are tickets for tonight. I think the opening of the Olympics is interesting to people, but we are sold out for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
Thank
you. Yeah, so let me tell our audience a little about you, and then you could tell us about Hearts of Palm. It's a play that you've wrote, and it's directed by Gary Graves. And again, it's extended through August 21st, but you really need to get your tickets, like as soon as you think, yeah, I want to go, get your ticket. So Patricia is an award-winning playwright whose work is produced throughout the country and abroad. In 2016, her Believers was recently produced by Levanta Productions in Istanbul, Turkey, and Paper Wing Company in Monterey, California. And her play, Strange Bedfellows, will be produced by Chaos Company Theater in Indianapolis. Last season for Central Works, her Enemies, Foreign and Domestic, was awarded Outstanding World Premiere by Theater Bay Area when judged against all Theater Bay Area theater companies. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Sure. In 2011, her Central Works method play, Reduction in Force, was voted the San Francisco Broadway World Award for Best Local Play in the San Francisco Bay Area. And her comedy, Solving Sunflowers, was a winner of the 2009 Adore Welty New Play Series and was a finalist in the 2010 Players Guild Theater New Play Competition. It premiered in 2013 at the East Mountain Center for Theater in New Mexico as the winner of the EMCT New Mexico Centennial Playwriting Contest. The apocalyptic romantic comedy Believers was developed at the 2010 Playwrights Revolution at Capitol Stage Theater in Sacramento, Playwrights Center of San Francisco, and Wiley West Productions' 2010 Stage Reading Series in San Francisco, and was fully produced in 2012. The only virgin in Jubilee County winner of the 2007 Hill County Playwriting Festival premiered at the Hill County Community Theater in Texas and is published by Eldridge Publisher. You are co-author with Andrew Black of three full-length comedies, which have been produced in New York City, Palm Springs, Phoenix, and San Diego, San Francisco, and elsewhere. Your short works have been published by Original Works Publishing and the International Center for Women Playwrights Anthology, Mother-Daughter Monologues. In the San Francisco Bay Area, your short plays have been seen at the Exploratorium and Piano Fight, and in the One Minute Play Festival, San Francisco Theater Festival, Women's Will Play Fest, San Francisco Fringe Festival, and Scheherazade. Yeah. So, wow, you are just so busy. My goodness. You're an associate playwright with Three Girls Theater in San Francisco. Let's see. Your past president, Playwright Center in San Francisco, and a member of Theater Bay Area, Central Works Writing Group, Play Cafe, International Center for Women's Playwrights, and the Dramatists Guild. Wow. So how did you like become so accomplished. I mean, it seems like everything, every time you pick up a pen, it gets an award, you know, comes out of the edge of that.
Well, thank you, Wanda. I don't know if it's quite like that. I have always been very, very interested in theater and particularly in artistic expression that brings through political points of view. So most of my plays are not just for entertainment. They're also to enlighten people, to change people's minds, and to make people think. So I think that there actually is an appreciation of that in the communities where my plays are seen. And so I do think that some of the, positive response that I get is because of my political aspects of my plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this particular work, Hearts of Palm, you actually – the Central Works has partnered with Survival International and Friends of the Earth to distribute information. So tell us about Hearts of Palm and palm oil and the politics of palm oil and you know, in this play and how sort of thematically how this play came about and what is it about?
Thanks, Wanda. Well, I was really interested in the way that capitalism and our way of where our food is made, where the ingredients for our food come from, also many of the products that we buy, how that process seems to mirror colonialism of the past. So, for example, the way that palm oil is produced, the companies often indulge in things like land grabbing from the local peoples in Africa, in Southeast Asia, and in South America. It often involves some kind of slave labor or child labor, and the abuses of the environment, including deforestation practices, are very, very devastating to the local communities. And I was kind of horrified because what I feel has happened is that through the process of globalization, these companies have managed to put these practices out of sight from the average consumer. And so unless we go looking for it to find out about some of these abuses that are going on, they simply go on without our knowledge. And for me as a consumer, I frankly don't want to buy anything that is devastating to the planet or made from slave labor. That's something that I feel is ethically antagonistic to my own personal values. And I think most people, if they actually become aware of what's going on out there, as consumers, together, we actually have quite a bit of power to be able to stand up to those companies and ensure that they change their business practices. So in writing the play, what I chose to do was to write a satire which exaggerates some of these aspects in a very a comical way, but it makes people really think about what is actually going on in our names in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I was really feel very grateful that I was able to, for example, I Skyped with an activist in Indonesia who helped me with a lot of my research. She was a Greenpeace activist. And we've actually partnered with Survival International, which is a group that fights for the rights of tribal peoples, many of whom are finding their land taken to create these palm oil plantations, and also with Friends of the Earth, who have a new website out where you can find out if you have any investments or you're with a bank that you're doing your banking with, you can find out if they are invested in palm oil.
Hmm. Oh, that's great. That's really great. So how did you I mean, when you look at, did you look at the back of the palm oil that you use when you cook and saw where it was manufactured, and that's it, this might be a, and you investigated and that's where the idea came from? Or how did you happen to know that these practices were happening around palm oil the industry of
right,
palm
the production,
oil.
Uh-huh,
the production
and processing.
Yeah,
well, what was really interesting to me was a very positive and very successful campaign against unsustainable palm oil was carried out by a couple of Girl Scouts. And I actually incorporate this a little bit into the play, where two Girl Scouts, I believe they were from Minnesota, they learned about the endangerment of the species of orangutan, who are located in Indonesia and Malaysia, and their forests where they lived were being, you know, burnt by the palm oil companies to create these palm oil plantations. And so the Girl Scouts started their own campaign amongst the Girl Scouts to put pressure on the company to only use palm oil that comes from sustainable resources, which means there's no slave labor, there's no child labor, and the environmental practices are sustainable. And these were just two little girls, 12 years old, Wanda, 12-year-old girls. And they rallied all these Girl Scouts to do a letter writing campaign to Kellogg's, who were the companies that were producing Girl Scout cookies. And we all love Girl Scout cookies, right? So
yeah,
they
yummy.
Definitely
yeah.
did not. Yeah, so they definitely did not want their Girl Scout cookies to be environmentally unsound and, you know, terrible labor practices. So they started a letter writing campaign. These girls were amazing for 12 years old. They created kind of subversive and unofficial badges that they would send out to Girl Scouts who wrote a certain number of letters. So you could earn your palm oil badge just from these two girls in Minnesota. And what happened was Kellogg's folded and they said, okay, we're going to go with sustainable palm oil. And what really excited me about this was that it was a successful campaign where consumers, in this case, little girls, were able to stand up to a big company and make them change their practices. And what's been happening is that since they took trans fats out of foods because they said trans fats were bad for you, they've been substituting palm oil, and so the demand for palm oil has gone way up. And because of that, now palm oil is in 50% of all packaged goods worldwide, which is a gigantic proportion of products. And in order to keep up with demand, a lot of the companies are cutting corners and involving themselves in some of these very devastating practices. And if we as consumers can take a tip from these Girl Scouts and stand up to the companies, they will have to change their ways.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is amazing. That is really, wow, that is so great. And so how long ago was that? Was it recent? Like, are the girls still under 15, or is this a great, you know, model?
I think they are 15 by now. It was a couple of years ago. And
okay.
So it was just a couple of years ago, and that is one of the inspirations that I took. Also a couple of years ago, the book Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg came out, which talks about women in business and operating in business. And one of the things about my play is it involves three very different and very cunning and strong and smart female negotiators. And what Sheryl Sandberg said was that women can't negotiate, that women tend to hold back and they want to always collaborate and not be competitive, and so women are poor negotiators. And I wanted to present a different point of view in my play about women who actually are strong negotiators, because I personally, in my own experience, have found that most women are negotiating every second of the day and are actually very, very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great. So I know one of these characters, her name is Viola Wells, and she is, I guess her company is the multi-conglomerate Empire Holdings, and she is the lead negotiator.
That's correct.
So I was wondering if you could tell us who these, you know, besides Viola, who they call Vi, who are the other strong women, and, you know, are they antagonists or protagonists when we talk about, you know, Viola representing Empire Holdings? I love that name, Empire. Empire Holdings, okay.
Yes, Empire Holdings' competitor is Colonial Palm. So try to weave throughout the idea of capitalism and colonialism being two sides of the same coin, because exploitation of the emerging world is absolutely a trademark of some of these companies, just like it was in the 1800s and the early 1900s, where states or nations would go over and exploit people and take their land and so forth. That is still going on. Now, it's not a nation doing it, it's a company doing it, but it's exactly the same practice. So Vi comes out of media relations, where she's actually been trying to promote the company as being more sustainable. And her journey is to realize the actual impact that the company is having on the local people and on the local environment on a little island called Maritichu in Southeast Asia. And Vi represents kind of the journey that I went through discovering what is currently to us out of sight, right? It's somewhere else. We don't see it. We don't see the terrible exploitation that's going on, but it is happening. And so when she actually journeys to the place where the company is growing the palm, she is face to face with the reality of their business practices. So she's no longer just in New York saying how sustainable they are. She's actually seeing the real practices. And for me, I feel like as consumers, we all need to kind of make that journey to see for ourselves what is really being done to produce the foods that we eat. The other women involved, there's a woman named Brittany Batra. She is a woman of Southeast Asian descent, who is also a negotiator for Empire. And she's a much more seasoned negotiator, but she has already begun her journey to be very skeptical about the company that she deals with. And she actually undergoes a tremendous transformation during the play that I will not give away, since it's a little bit of a surprise. But she is a one tough negotiator. And as it turns out, she is very, very much on the side of the people, of the local people. Mm-hmm. And finally, there is Neba Thu, who is the indigenous woman. She's with the Land Development Office of Maritichu, and she is there to deal with the exploitative company, the company that is coming in, intent on expanding their plantation currently on the island. And she is also a smart cookie. She pulls no punches, and she has a secret agenda. They do talk about Neba Thu possibly having something up her sleeve, and as it turns out, she does.
Wow, it sounds really exciting and fun. I see why you're selling out.
Well, it was fun. I have to say, Wanda, it was so much fun for me. Now, obviously, we all negotiate, right? As you buy a car or something, you have to negotiate for that. Or often you're negotiating with your kids, right? So
yeah,
we all negotiate. But what was really a lot of fun was to do the research on negotiation tactics.
Oh.
So really every single scene in the play is a negotiation, and people are negotiating. These are people where negotiation is in their blood, and they negotiate every, you know, moment of the play, and it really is a lot of fun to watch them go to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So this sounds really great. It sort of reminded me thematically and also stylistically of the San Francisco Mime Troupe, because there's always some kind of political edge there, but it's so much fun, mm-hmm. and there is comedy. Yeah. And I was wondering, this particular play, is it the theme of sort of looking at the journey, you know, with regards to, you know, you mentioned out of sight. So we don't know where, you know, the textiles are manufactured, or who's doing the sewing, or who's making this product end up in this container. Then we, you know, we're fine, you know, just purchasing, but not necessarily knowing what's behind, you know, this particular production, you know, that people's lives, mm-hmm. are being compromised, that animals are becoming extinct, and islands are sinking into the Pacific, and, you know, it's like, yeah, I was wondering, do you have any other, in your huge repertoire, do you have any other plays that look at this particular issue, or is this a new one for you, the food production?
Yes, this is a new aspect for me. I do often look at the, I would say, the shady aspects, or the unsustainable aspects of different corporations and how corporations behave, because I feel that when corporations put profits at the very top and don't think about people or planet, that we really run into a lot of problems, and I think we're having to deal with those problems today. And I feel like globalization in particular, it's harmed people here in America because people are losing their jobs, but it's also harming people in other countries because they're being exploited. And it's kind of like, when do we say, wait a minute, we need to set some standards here so that basic ethics can be followed. And one of the lines in the play is that there is a negotiator by the name of Strap, and he a bit represents the lack of morality in the corporation. And he advises Viola, who is concerned about what the company is doing, that if she's concerned, she should just flip the switch and turn off her moral compass. And she says, well, Strap, if it switches on and off, I don't think it qualifies as a moral compass. And I think we all have to look at what are our morals, what are our values when it comes to these corporations, and make sure that they hold to it. So the other plays that I've written, I did write about a pharmaceutical company in Believers, because the pharmaceutical companies, as we know, you know, are on the edge. I mean, pharmaceuticals, we need them. They work a lot of miracles, and they can also be very exploitative. And then also banking, which was reduction in force, was about the great banking debacle of 2008.
Oh, wow. That sounds great, reduction in force. So what was the play about the pharmaceutical companies called?
That was Believers.
That was Believers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. You would never think Believers is about, well, I guess people believe that the medicine will make them well, huh? I mean, I don't know where the title comes from, but wow. Oh, interesting. Wow, what great titles. And then your enemies, foreign and domestic, what was that about?
Well, I was very interested. Yes. Well, that's just one of my favorite plays that I've written. It's a play for four women. It's about the issues that we're dealing with right now, with people being anti-refugee, So there is a Somali refugee woman who is a caretaker for a family's mother who is ill. And so what I tried to weave together there was the idea of violence and intolerance, and how that is practiced by the state, as well as how it's practiced in families. And so it was a pretty heavy-duty play, and it didn't have a lot of answers. It had a lot of questions, but people responded very positively to it.
Wow. Yeah, how interesting. So I was just thinking, you have so many great plays. You could just, you know, sort of like the Shakespearean theater, you could just have, you know, like just produce your plays. Particularly some of them seems like, you know, need to be sort of remounted. Have you ever had that kind of a run where, you know, for maybe a few months it was just your plays, you know, being in repertory?
No, I actually have not had them in repertory. They go up kind of one at a time, but I have been very lucky to have plays produced in many different places all over the country. So I am hoping that, so for example, Reduction in Force, which was about the financial downturn of 2008, or the financial scandal and theft in 2008, that did play also in Louisville, Kentucky. So I am trying to send my plays out. I market them myself, and you know, hopefully people pick them up.
Mhm. Yeah. How did you get into you know, playwriting? Have you been writing a long time? Did you go to school and learn it? You know, are you one of those people that, you know, you sort of channel the muses and it just comes out perfect? Do characters talk to you? How did you do this? How do you do this? And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I wrote a lot of plays in high school and college, and then I stopped, Wanda, for about 20 years. And I started up
really?
Again. You know, I did. But I never stopped going to the theater. I always loved the theater. I love the immediacy of it. I love the language of it. I love sitting in the dark with other people, watching people behave. I just find it fascinating and lovely, the way that we can empathize with others in that way. And so when I started again, I was lucky enough to fall in with some playwriting groups. And right now I'm with the Central Works Workshop, and being able to bring in work that I've written and hear it read and get comments from other playwrights is basically how I'm able to advance my work. It's very, very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so having a community of writers is really helps you both develop as well as continue to write plays.
Absolutely. No, it's very encouraging, inspiring, and it helps you get your best work, in my experience.
Nice. Yeah. Are you a native to the Bay Area? Did you grow up here? Did you go to school here?
I did, yes. Born and raised in San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Yeah. And
we have
when
a
you
lot
were
of
right
theater here.
Yeah, we sure
a lot
do.
Of theater. Yeah. Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
great.
So did you go to school and study with creative writing?
I studied theater mostly, so I it's interesting. Some people put playwriting in the theater arts department, and some universities put it in the creative writing department. I think it's great to have it in the theater arts department because it is very much a blueprint that a whole team collaborates to bring to life. So mostly I studied the theater arts, and I ended up in a totally different field and doing other stuff for many years, as I said, but I gravitated back to it due to my love of it.
Yeah, nice. Well, we're really happy that you gravitated back to it, Patricia, because your work is just simply marvelous. And so is there an anthology of your work that people can just, like, buy, you know, it may be not Hearts of Palm, but the other works that you've written, can people buy the play sort of in one volume, or do they have to buy them one at a time?
Well, I'm published by a couple of different publishers, so Original Works Publishing, and then Eldridge Publishing have a couple of my plays. But there is a wonderful resource called the New Play Exchange, and if people like to read plays, you can go to newplayexchange.org and search, and many people have their plays available there to read for both for directors or for people who just like to read plays. So I recommend that, newplayexchange.org.
Okay, and do you put your plays there?
I do. My plays are up there, yep.
Oh, cool. Super. Well, I'm definitely going to have to get my ticket quickly before the whole, you know, extended performances are sold out, but right now people can still get tickets, particularly for tonight, so listen up, folks. Wow, this has been so lovely speaking to you. So now it's like, okay, I have to sort of follow you so I can make sure I don't miss anything else that comes.
Oh, thank you, Wanda.
Out. Wow, well, congratulations again on Hearts of Palm. It sounds really, really great. Yeah, because we all eat, and if we're trying to watch our trans fat, then that means that we're all sort of eating palm oil, whether we read labels or not. So,
yeah.
Wow, this is really great. So thank you again so much for joining us to talk about your work, and I look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much, Wanda. I really enjoyed it.